Prayer from the Collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net. Purpose. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
our surety of a better covenant,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
According to his new covenant, and in the fantastic name of Jesus Christ, in whom new creation avails,
we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men.
The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, messenger of the covenant, in Christ we pray that you and your house will clearly hear the call that God has on your lives. May the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, help you and your people know who you are in Christ and give you certainty that you are created for a high purpose, being called with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord has called you and your family in righteousness from the womb. From the matrix of your mother, he has made mention of your name. The Lord has called you and your people by name, and you belong to the Lord. You and your family have been called by God's name, and have been created for God's glory, and made by God. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, the horn of your salvation, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and faith in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strike down all discouragement, so that it will not defeat you and your people, and let you and your family be certain that God will never leave you or forsake you, nor forget you and your house, but that God has inscribed your names on the palm of his hand. Being confident of this very thing, that God who has begun a good work in you and your family will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to you and your family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you and your people may know what is the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of Jesus's inheritance in you and your family, the saints of God, and what are the exceedingly greatness of God's power toward you and your house, who believes, according to the working of his mighty power. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Christ, we ask that you and your people be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. May you and your house be filled with the assurance that the mission you are on is under the eye of the Lord. May the presence of the Lord be with you on your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you and your people be diligent to make your call and election sure. You will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you and your family abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray God would count you and your family worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and your house, and you and your family in him,
according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And this in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Salah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless you. God bless you, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord grant to you and your family according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions and let all things work together for good to you and your people who are called according to God's purpose. Now may the God of patience and comfort make all grace abound towards you and your house, that you and yours, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. At all times and all things, may he surround you and your house with his favor, as with a shield, and help you and your family to bear much fruit, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord will raise you up for himself as faithful priests, who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. God, he who declares to man what his thoughts are, will build you a sure house, and you shall walk before God anointed forever. Therefore, prepare to meet your God. Let you and your family follow Jesus Christ, and living light flood your path. O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise be heard, who keeps your soul among the living and does not allow your feet to be moved. For you, O God, according to your judgments, have proved us. You have refined us as silver is refined. According to the eternal purpose, you brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crown of glory, in Christ we ask the Father of glory, that he grant to you and your family to be named the priests of the Lord, and you and your people shall be called the servants of God. Instead of shame, you and your house shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, you and your people shall rejoice in your portion. In your land, you and your family shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be yours. Thanks be to God for doing all these things, for loving you and your family, and choosing you and your house, and appointing you and your people, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and giving you and your people victory through Jesus Christ, his Son. In Christ we pray that you and your family shall cleanse yourselves of dishonor, and you will be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Let you and your family flee from youthful lusts, but instead pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and possess pure hearts before God. The Lord shall go before you and your house and make the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give you and your family the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that God, the Lord, who calls you by name, is your God. The Lord will go before you and your people, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of the Lord's throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness,
who treads the high places of the earth. The Lord God of hosts is his name. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Let it be, in the name of Jesus Christ, called Faithful and True, that you and your people, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to our God and Father that is in heaven. Glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Serving in the newness of the Spirit, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. So in his magnificent name, Jesus Christ, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In him who is our fortress, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. According to the integrity of God's heart, let the Lord say to you and your house, Go, for you are a chosen vessel of mine, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.